Kind of, we continue with our crop over conversations. And my guest today, a very special guest. And, you know, we like to say every guest is special, but for me, I think what's been great about this year is that I've had even more conversations outside of the scope that I normally would, you know. So it's not just about the artists, but it's about the artists, it's about the promoters, it's about the managers, everyone involved. And the great thing about this particular guest is she's been a part of so many different parts of this. Wait, hold on. Is my mic on? 2, 1. Yeah? Cool. Just making sure my mic is on. Right. She's been such an integral part of so many aspects and elements of the festivals for so many years. So it's interesting. And it's always enlightening when you hear the voices of these people. So let me say a very special good morning to Eleanor Rice Watkins. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. And thank you for having me.
It is my
I'm good.
Absolute
I'm really good.
Pleasure. Listen, and without a doubt, anyone that is aware, I mean, they just know that you are such a vibrant and ever-present part of the festival. So many different elements. How did you get into the festival at such a level? Because it's like just going from being on the periphery to just being one of those cogs that keeps it going. What really drove you to be a part of the festival in such a way?
I like that word, cog. actually, I started way, way back when Crop first started and had the carrot parades. And I used to be a marshal. So I was on the road with the bands who used to go through Broad Street. And we're talking how many years ago? Many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. So after that, 1987, I had this telephone call, and the person asked me if I was interested in singing background vocals. Mm-hmm. But before that, I was singing soloists in the Christian Mission churches, and I was a gospel singer. Mm-hmm. And used to go out to different churches to sing at those churches for harvest and all kind of affairs. Mm. So when the person called me and asked me if I was interested in singing, I said, "Who, me? Is you crazy? You want people in the church to say no, that I doing wrong things?" Anyway, he said to me, "But look, it's up to you, but you just start to pay for a house. So when the payments are due, I hope that they come help you pay for it." And I said, when is rehearsal? Because I knew the answer to my question, mm-hmm. to the question, right? And I started to sing background vocals. We used to go up to the law school as well as to the government industrial school at the time to do rehearsals. So I was in it from 1987.
Wow.
So this year would have marked 30 years that I have been singing background vocals. This is the first year that I am not at Kensington Oval or at the National Stadium or at the gymnasium singing for Crop Over. First time in 30 years.
Wow, wow. that's
So that's how I got involved. Then after that, mm-hmm. I am one of the persons who had gotten together, and we had formed All Stars Calypso Tent out of the merge with Class Calypso, mm-hmm. and Concourse Calypso Tent. Mm-hmm. And I was one of the founding members of All Stars. Mr. Veer Brown and Ian Eswick, they were the tent managers. Mm-hmm. But then there was a little fallout somewhere. Ian was there anymore, and Veer Brown was the manager. And then after Veer went to the NCF to be the interim CEO, mm-hmm. I took the opportunity in my head, you know, and I said, you know what, I could do this. So I told Veer, said to me, we will have to shut down the tent. And I said, no, why we would have to shut down the tent? we're doing good work. And I vowed from then until now, All-Stars Calypso 10 is a work in progress. Here, Shepherd, All-Stars Calypso 10 is a work in progress. We're not finished. We never finished. Mm-hmm. And we have done really great. From 2008, we were the first thing to, when I took over in 2008, we first persons to win a crown at Kensington Oval. So from then, there was no looking back. Can't look back.
Now, you were singing background vocals. You were seeing the operations. And you said, you know, you can do this here. You can take over. But was it as you expected?
More than that, Kashi. I was part of whatever was happening. Mm-hmm. I was a part of whatever was happening, all the planning and all. So I knew within myself that I was confident enough to push forward and take up the reins from there. So I didn't doubt myself. Mm-hmm. I just was really nervous, but I didn't doubt myself.
Was there any pushback for you taking over the reins of this tent?
No. And since then, I've seen the progress that the tent has made in 20, can't remember the year now, 18, 2016, 18. One year, we actually were the tent that took the very most to semifinals and then to finals. So I don't regret anything, and I don't think that any of the persons who are involved in the tank are regretting the decision that I made either. They may not like me, but don't mind that. Don't mind that. They know that they're coming on top.
But no, we've seen through
the years.
They may
not like
years.
My style. That is what I mean. Not me. They're not like my style, but they know that I'm going to look out for them until the very end.
Well, there you go.
That about me.
You're there for them. Now, through the years, we've seen the number of tents dwindle. Every year, you know, you're seeing fewer tents. And people are doubting the relevance of the tents. Do you still see the tents as being an integral part of the festival?
Yeah, anybody that attends a tent would know the importance of the tent. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear issues, you go to a tent. Mm-hmm. Because there are some things that you cannot say on the radio. Yeah. But when you go and you visit a Calypso tent, you actually get to hear things, even businesses. Business advertises in the tent. Mm-hmm. People get to know about a new business or a business that exists that they never even knew was there. So it is okay for people to say they're dwindling. The music is different in the tank, in my opinion, than in the... Everybody doesn't get to semifinals. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. So if everybody does not get to the semifinals, surely...
And that's when you have semifinals.
You have to be missing something when you go to the tent, if you don't go to the tent. But I like the tent atmosphere. I like the closeness. And I guess from the time that I had heard about the pandemic this year, I said, look, there's no way that we can have Calypso tents this year. And I had made up my mind from the very early. This isn't anything that will happen. And I told, you know, I put it, hey, no tent. There's going to be no tent.
Now, that being the case, now you say, of course, you watch the progress of the tent and many changes and transitions through the years. How about the possibility of something online, some virtual tent? Was that explored?
I am still working on my mentals with it because I know that a lot of people look forward to the Cave Shepherd All-Stars Calypso 10 happening. I know that. And a lot of people especially like our opening night. Our opening night is always very, very special. So I'm going through some things in my head. I know it's late. It might seem to you because you're now asking me, but it is something that I've had had in my mind and I've spoken about already. I'm going to go the best way out.
You know, I will go as far as to say, I don't think anything at this point is late. We've missed out on so much. I think anything that's put out there in the public arena, they'll be very appreciative. So what it may traditionally be late in the traditional sense, I think anything you put out there, the public will gobble up.
Well, if you know me well, I don't think you know. But anyone that knows me, they know that if I'm going to do something, it has to be done properly. Mm-hmm. It has to be professionally done. There is something about me being on stage, singing background vocals, and my show is being run. Mm-hmm. It is because everything is set up properly. Mm-hmm. At this point, I have to say thank you also to the team of people that I work with in the Cave Shepherd All-Stars Calypso tank. Mm-hmm. It is important that your I don't want to say background people, because sometimes these people are not background people, but your support team, it is very important that they know your aim, your mission, and what you are trying to get done in a professional manner. So if I'm going to do anything, it has to be done properly. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything that when it turns up online or offline or under the line that people go, what stupidness is that them putting out there? No. It has to be done properly. So that is why hesitating to say anything.
Okay. Well, that's understandable. I think when you've set a standard that people expect, you have to stick to it. And I think that's one of the things that people associate with your tent, with what they expect from the tent. They see the level of not only the talent, but the professionalism, the quality of the product that's put out there. So that's what they expect. Now, going forward now, because again, we say, or claim, we come through the years, we've seen what's been happening, we've seen the challenges. COVID is just another challenge now as we move forward. How do you then put forward a product that you deem and that the public can see as viable going forward in the festival and ensuring that you do maintain that relevance?
You mean explain?
No.
Explain again.
All right, the tents, okay? We have the challenges that were presented throughout the year. So every year you have these hurdles to then conquer to ensure that you have that product that you talked about, putting out that standard. Now, going forward, as you look to the future, as you said, you're always looking to innovate and make yourselves better. What is the next step in ensuring that the All-Stars tent continues to be relevant in Crop Over?
Well, All Stars has, as you said rightfully, a standard that has been set. Mm-hmm. All we have to do as a collective is to make sure that when we bring forward for 2021, if that's going to be possible, we have to make sure that our material is quality. Again, we don't look and everybody can't be singing the same topics, because that makes no sense. You sit down and listen to that at home. But you have to always keep your standard up. I believe that as long as we keep our standards up, we're going to be relevant. Mm-hmm. As long as the persons in the tent perform professionally and try and make their craft better, they are always going to be reckoned with up in the top 10 every year, every single year. So I don't have any questions in my mind about, because I as a manager of the tent, I have to help to put them where I am. And I'm always about quality. I'm always for quality. I got quarreled with one night very badly because I asked a particular person about ironing his clothes. The pants was wrongfully. And I said, but how can you go on stage like that? You cannot go on stage like that. And he was quarreled with. I don't mind. You could curse me all you like. It it did not look good to go on stage. And other people, and you know when those lights hit a person, it is important that those lights see exactly what you want the audience to see. So they don't want ruffly pants or a crease across the knee when it is a trousers, you know. So quality, the quality of everything is important. Quality in material, quality how you look, quality how your face looks, quality if you look greasy. Quality has a lot to do with relevance.
That being said, as you look across the scene of the festival, is that quality, I know perhaps you may hold yourself to a higher standard than others, but do you see that quality being replicated? Do you see other people striving, aiming for that high standard of quality overall?
I'm tempted to say people may not like your decision, but if you stand for something, stand for it. If you stand for something, stand for it. So if you're going to let people come on your stage, sing anything, and look anyhow, you're going down the wrong road. You know what, too? People who come to the show, Cashy, they dress to come to the show. People dress. And they choose what they're going to wear. They don't just go and pick up something off the floor and say, let me put on this again, young there by All-Stars. Because they know that when they get to All-Stars, everybody in the tent is looking tip-top. But as managers, we have to look out for that kind of thing as well. And work out quality, which is what we were talking about just now. You've got to work on quality. If you don't know it, then you can't practice it and you can't teach it. That's a simple answer to what you just asked.
Okay. It seems that you just stepped in front of the fan. No, it seems to be a little warm where you are.
Yes, I'm hot.
Or is it me? Am I making you sweat? is it that?
Cashy is not you.
Man, you can at least
Cashy can't feel you from here. You're in River Road. You should be cool.
Listen, I'm
up here in Jacksonville.
It's all right. Listen, Eleanor is.
I'm in Jacksonville.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Is there anything you want to say to the public right now before we wrap things up?
I want to say to the public that I am sorry that we have COVID in Barbados and all over the world. But I want to say to them as well, I didn't mind the little break. Because if they know me well enough, they know that I start to plan so that my show is tip top. So we started to plan very early. We actually had meetings ready, and I didn't mind the little break at all, because that time of the year, this time of the year is very stressful. Deal with all the personalities, you got to deal with, you know, the differences of opinions and stuff like that. I don't mind the challenge, but I like the little break. You didn't have to run and go down, clock on evenings for 8 o'clock show. I didn't mind at all. But apart from that, I'm hoping that everybody stays safe and look out for something nice from the Cave Shepherd All-Stars Calypso tank. Whatever you do, just stay tuned. We will probably put it, when we're ready, we're going to put it that people can be aware that it's going to be there. But just look out for something from the Cave Shepherd All-Stars Calypso tank. In whatever form and fashion, we'll do something for you.
We look forward to that there in whatever shape or fashion. Eleanor, thank you very much for spending some time with me this morning. Heat and all, thank you. Yes. I really enjoyed it. Hopefully we can have another discussion soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, as soon as you're ready, just let me know.
Hey, bye-bye. Don't leave open invitations like that there for me, you know. I can take it. That's it. All right. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. That was Eleanor Rice Watkins, of course, another Crop Over Conversation done and dusted.